K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy, Stop the Cow Punch campaign is something that we've been very familiar with over the last probably five, six particular years. But this week is Stop the Cow Punch campaign week, and the man who knows all about it because he started it and he's been with it all the way is Danny Green. He joins us to talk about it now. Good morning.
G'day, Tom. G'day, Loggy. How are you, guys?
We're really good. Danny, this means so much to you, and it's so good to have your name behind such an important message. Why did this all start for you, mate?
I think I've been asked this question a million times. Mm. I'll give a brief, but it's just something that I was passionate about from early on. I hated seeing people get knocked out for no reason, particularly when now that YouTube and CCTV footage is all over the news and all over this crap social media we have. It made me feel angry and upset, and made me feel sick that these people thought they were tough. They're just cowards. So I wanted to highlight the fact that you guys are just, you're scumbags and you're cowards and you're weak as piss. Mm. And we want to highlight that. And then obviously that was the start of it. But now the campaign has evolved and is such a, it's moving so fast and rapidly, and it's getting much bigger. We've got a board now. We've just conducted a world first groundbreaking research from Victoria Institute of Forensic Medicine into the coward punch and why it happens and who the people who were doing it and the victims, et cetera. We're about to launch with Cool Australia, launch into the education system, into the curriculum, into school.
Great.
So good.
It's been an amazing ride.
What do we know? I know this study that they've done was up until 2018, but just based on anecdotal stuff, what do we know about, everyone's been in lockdown, and so the people haven't been going to pubs and that kind of thing. Have you seen any sort of evidence as to maybe a downturn of even further of coward punches because people just haven't been outside pubs, that kind of thing?
Well, it's funny because the incidents that the research from Victoria Institute of Forensic Medicine found that many incidents are not happening in licensed venues or pubs and clubs where many people are. So it's happening in different environments away from venues. So and it's showing that alcohol is less of a factor also. So there's a trend. So that this piece of research is going to enable the campaign to target our resources into areas that are much needed once we have all the information back to us. So it was a really, really, like I said, groundbreaking world first piece of research that's going to help us take the campaign to a whole new level to try and highlight what needs to happen and what education needs to be around to particularly the younger generation to prevent these things. It's never going to go away forever, guys. We know that it's never, ever going to go away, but the amount of, if we can reduce the amount of deaths. And also, what's important is so many people are injured permanently and they have such debilitating, horrific injuries. Some people are in a wheelchair, have to be fed through a tube for the rest of their lives. Just horrific injuries. So if we can reduce the amount of these incidents happening, then it's a major thing and it'll show them what we're doing, the work we're doing. And I might add that, no one gets paid a single cent for what we do. It's all for love. So if what we're doing is resonating, we want everyone else in the community to join us and jump on board and help us spread the message.
All right, Danny Green, thank you so much for the work you do and your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Tom and Loggy.